Airstrikes continued in Baghdad tonight, with reports of explosions both in the center and the outskirts of the city, and anti-aircraft fire reaching up into the sky. Earlier, we reached NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad and asked her what the day was like in the Iraqi capital.
Basically, more bombing. You almost get used to it. It kind of goes in spurts. A little while ago, the sirens went off. We aren't hearing a lot of air raid sirens in advance of the bombing raids anymore, but we did tonight, and then there were four pretty bone-rattling blasts. But it's, you know, it's gotten to be pretty much business as usual.
You did have a briefing with one of the Iraqi vice presidents today. Isn't that right?
That's right. Hi, yes, in Ramadan. One of the key subjects he brought up, or we brought up, was the suicide bomber who killed four American soldiers. He identified the bomber as a junior officer, a father of five or six, and Iraqi state television said that President Saddam Hussein had awarded him with two posthumous medals. We asked him if suicide bombings are now a policy of the Iraqi military, and Ramadan said it will indeed be a routine military practice. He said Iraq's going to use any means to kill the enemy in Iraq or outside the country that it has at its disposal. And he warned U.S. and British troops haven't seen anything yet.
And I understand the vice president also had some criticism of the broader Arab world and Arab leaders.
Yes, Iraq has been clearly upset that Arab leaders have not sort of taken a stand against the U.S. and Britain. And today Ramadan called on the Arab people to sort of rise up. He said there should be a pan-Arab battle against what he called lackeys and stooges, and that was a clear reference to Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Jordan, Qatar. He didn't mention the countries by name, but there was no doubt who he was referring to.
You know, Anne, I noticed in one of the wire service stories today that it was reported this was one of the busiest days on the streets of Baghdad, people out and about, shops open. And I'm wondering whether you witnessed that even after these bomb blasts in markets yesterday, and I believe the day before. People are back out in the streets. It seems quite surprising.
Yes, it's a little deceptive to say the city was sort of back to normal. I mean, there are large parts of the city where there are a lot of government buildings where nobody was on the streets. But, for instance, Saddam City, a poor part of Baghdad, where millions live, they have not, in fact, experienced any close-up bombing. And in many ways, life there is going on as normal. And in many ways, people did not expect this war to go on as long as it has. And people are running out of food. So they've gone out to stock up. They heard that there was maybe going to be a pause, that the siege of Baghdad wasn't going to be immediate. So, you know, they're doing what they can.
Do people believe now that the full attack on Baghdad has been put off? I mean, do they take any hope from that? Do they think that it may not come after all, that something else might happen?
I think Iraqis are quite surprised at the resistance their troops have put up, and that there have not been rebellions by Shiites in the south. And in Saddam City, which is largely a poor Shiite area, people said that they did not intend to rise up. They still felt that Saddam Hussein and his intelligence and security were very much in control. But while the forces may be doing well now, people anticipate it's going, and they're very frightened of what will be a war, could well be a street-to-street war in the city. Some are defiant, saying they're going to fight hard. Others are frantically, if they kept their families here in Baghdad, they're trying to move them out now.
Mm-hmm. What's your sense? Is it a very small portion of people who say they're going to fight hard? Is it a large portion of people who say they're intimidated now by Saddam Hussein, but if the regime weakens, they'd be ready to rise up?
My sense is that a lot of people who were sort of planning to sit out this war, anticipating that the U.S. would come in and win quickly, are now feeling a bit more emboldened. And while they say they're not fighting for the government or Saddam Hussein, More and more people have said to me, who were sort of ambivalent before, have said to me that they are going to fight for Iraq, Iraqi sovereignty, and that they will take up arms against the U.S., that if it does come down to street-to-street fighting, you know, they'll try and pick off American soldiers. It's a big change.
Thanks a lot, Ann.
Thank you.
It's good to talk to you. NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad.